USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information about the London Bridge terrorist. Police say he was wearing a fake bomb as he stabs people with a knife on the bridge. He kills two people before police shoot and kill him. Usman Khan, 28 years old, had been convicted of a terrorist plot. He spent 8 years in prison but was released last December. Another stabbing attack at the headlines in another country. Dutch police say three young people hurt in The Hague in the Netherlands, where a man with a knife stabs people in a busy shopping area. In other news, the White House has until Friday to tell Democrats if it wants to participate in the House impeachment proceedings. The inquiry moves from the Intel Committee and Adam Schiff to the Judiciary Committee, where Jerry Nadler runs the show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
More now on one of our top domestic stories here on USA Radio News. The impeachment inquiry rolls on next week in the House as Democrats and Republicans return from the Thanksgiving holiday break. USA Radio's Tim Berg says a Republican from the state of Georgia reacting. Here's his report.
House Republicans, including Doug Collins, believe
it's now time for Jerry Nadler to make chicken salad out of the Schiff show. We'll see how that works. I don't think it's going to happen because what they'd have to do is take presumption. They would have to take hearsay. They would have to take nothing of quid pro quo, nothing that this president did wrong, and make it into some viable articles of impeachment to show the American people that he's done something wrong. I'll tell you what an impeachable offense is not. It's everything we've seen from Adam Schiff and the Democrats for the past year as they've attacked a very successful president who is simply doing the best job he can for America, and that's what we're going to start next week. Get ready.
The Georgia Republican was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Turning now to the economy, Black Friday in the history books, and now we move into Small Business Saturday, where Americans are encouraged to buy items from smaller shops. A new poll from CNBC and SurveyMonkey finds only 39% say they plan to participate. That's down from 44% a year ago. Internet shopping and great prices online appears to be the reason. In USA News for Your Health, a drug used to replace opioids causing big problems. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
As the opioid crisis continues throughout America, users who want to get high are now taking a drug that's been traditionally prescribed for nerve pain. Gabapentin is the generic drug that is typically used to treat nerve pain and seizures. The 25-year-old drug is now one of the most prescribed medications in the country. According to Stephen Evans, MD, medical director of the American Addiction Centers, gabapentin was prescribed off-label for pain because it was thought to be a safer alternative to opioids. Thousands of Americans have died over the past few years because of overdoses from gabapentin. Sedation, one of the side effects of gabapentin, is one reason why users turn to this drug. Some also mix it with other drugs to enhance the effects. Overdoses from gabapentin are so prevalent that the Food and Drug Administration recently commissioned a study to research the uses of the drug. Unlike opiates, there is no antidote for an overdose of gabapentin. I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.